The UML activity diagram approach uses a limited set of symbols to make the business process model clear and easy to understand. This helps BAs communicate with customers and other stakeholders. It is essential to use consistent naming conventions for the different elements of the model. Tasks should be named with verbs and nouns using the imperative form and business language. For example, pay invoice instead of handle payment. Events should be named using the structure verb of noun or noun verb, such as receipt of application or application received. Guard conditions should be named to reflect the outcome of applying a business rule. For example, sufficient funds or insufficient funds for a rule that checks if there is enough money in an account to make a purchase.